Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month. But many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas, and if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network, and our website, no doubt, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this morning to the OPT network. Well, it's Monday, and we want you to get your mind, body, and spirit ready for Monday. Get the week started off right. Can you believe it? It's July 2nd already, and we want to wish you a great Monday morning, and we want you to kick it off right, because you know if you start the beginning of the week right, if you start Monday off with the bang, then the rest of the week is only going to get better. We'd like to remind you about those school buses. Lots of kids still in summer school, traveling in. Make sure that you're mindful and make sure that you're watching out for kids throughout the day, because many are unsupervised and they're out and about. So please be careful as you're starting your day. Well, we hope that you had an incredible weekend. We certainly did. And you know, I tell you guys all the time that we are sports fanatics, really, in our family. We love, love, love to watch sports. And I don't know if you followed sports or if you're following the Olympic trials, but there was just an incredible finish in the 100-meter race. And two young women who are friends and training partners had a photo finish. I mean, it was so close that they couldn't call it. And that's Jeneba Tarmo, if you've watched, and her training partner, Allison Felix. And so the big deal now is that they were tied so closely. Their times were identical. 11:07 is what they both ran. And so tonight, Monday night in prime time, they're talking about a runoff. But the AP is now saying, and that's the Associated Press, they're now saying that there are some glitches that may be happening with that. The runoff to settle the third place tie in the women's 100 meters at the U.S. track trials may not make it to the starting line this Monday night. Sprinter Jeneba Tarmo is reconsidering her decision to take part in the race against her training partner, Allison Felix, according to a person that has direct knowledge of the situation. And you know, it's really, really tough because they're friends and they're training partners and all of the officials, this has never happened. So they were trying to figure out, well, do we do a coin toss? Do we have a runoff? What do we do to settle who's gonna take that third place spot in the U.S. on the U.S. Olympic team this summer in London? And so they said, well, they would have a runoff. But now Jeneba Tarmo is saying she is reconsidering because she says in her heart of hearts, she feels like she leaned in and that she won the race. So it's a tough, tough decision. And you hate to see this because not only are they training partners, but they're friends. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that on tonight. And you know, I was looking at, you know, the press coverage of everything, I said it really sort of overshadows the team and who really won. Carmelita Jenner was the first place winner with a time of 10.92 in the race. And you know, all the hoopla has been around Jeneba Tarmo and her training partner Allison Felix because they tied the race. But you know what, we're hoping that all ends well and that the U.S. goes to London and they stand on the podium and bring back lots and lots of medals. So that's something to look for this evening. We're kind of hoping to see the runoff. It was an exciting race. And so I don't know if you guys are following the Olympics, but we certainly are. It's always fun to watch people live their dreams. And it's fun to watch the trials because you see athletes that have trained for years and years and years. And one of the things that they talked about, the sprinters, was that most of those young women had been running since they were 9 and 10 years old, so literally their whole lives. And to stand in this moment and to see that life goal on its way is just, it's incredible for us to watch. And another incredible thing that really sums up everything that's happening in athletics for women is Title IX is celebrating 40 years of women in sports. And I don't know if you followed it, but Title IX has opened the doors and paved the way for so many girls and women in sports and paved the way for equality in scholarships. And so we're so excited about that. And hopefully in the days and weeks before London, we may be able to get some of those women on to talk about their Olympic aspirations and to talk about what it takes to be an athlete of that caliber, the time commitment, you know, the sacrifices. You know, it's all just incredible to watch their journeys, and hopefully we'll be able to have some of their stories right here on point for you. We're so excited to have you guys this morning. You know, the 4th of July is
I mean, it's literally days away. And we want to give you some information that will hopefully help to make your 4th of July a little bit safer and a little bit better. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk to an official from the U.S. Consumer Product and Safety Commission. We're going to tell you what that is and how they help to protect Americans and keep us safe. If you are driving in this morning, we want to remind you once again to stay engaged. Make sure that you're being careful, because there are accidents happening literally every single day. And we don't like to see that happen. So if we remind you, then maybe, you know, you're watching out for somebody who's not watching out for you. And it takes everybody being mindful about everybody else so that we'll cut down on those accidents. But as the city grows, more and more traffic, more and more accidents, you gotta be careful. You're on point, everybody. We're gonna take a quick break here. And we're going to come back and we're going to introduce you to those officials. We're going to tell you what things to look out for this 4th of July weekend and how these statistics are really just staggering. So stay on point. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here and we'll be back with more right after this.
HixsonHasIt.com. HixsonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixsonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixsonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixsonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixsonHasIt.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the communities that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, we want to remind you to get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder, and the number to phone is 318-448-8600. And get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, Rosa and her team are here to serve you. And you can phone them at 318-487-1881. Well, as we get closer to the holidays, there's so much going on. And so we wanted to take this opportunity right before the 4th to remind you about some things. And let me just tell you about the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. Well, it's charged with protecting the public from unreasonable risks of injury or death from thousands of types of consumer products under the agency's jurisdiction. And here to talk about some of the things that concern every American during the holidays is Patty Davis. She is a spokesperson for the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, and we welcome her to the OPT Network. Patty, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. Great to be here.
So happy to have you. You know, we were talking during the break, and it's always a concern. First of all, tell us exactly what the CPSC does.
Well, we work to prevent injuries and deaths related to consumer products, and that's everything from fireworks to bicycles to coffee makers. And so not only do we issue recalls, I'm sure you hear of recalls all the time from CPSC, but we also do education efforts to try to let moms and dads know, listen, a lot of these injuries and deaths are preventable. Here's what you can do. And we try to do our part, too, on that end.
And, you know, we really thought that this conversation, Patty, was important because all too often things happen and consumers may or may not be aware of those recalls. And so it's really important to let our listeners in America know that there is a whole organization out there that is there to protect us and to let us know when there are issues and when there are problems with products.
Well, and I'll tell you, there are so many ways to find out about recalls, too. You can follow us on Twitter. On Safety is our handle. And we are very active every day on Twitter. You can sign up to get our recalls each and every day to your email inbox. Or you can look on our website, which is cpsc.gov. So lots of ways to stay in touch with us, and we really encourage you to do it.
Absolutely. So as we are approaching the 4th of July, firework injuries are some of the most critical injuries that happen during this time of the year. Let's talk about, you know, firework injuries being synonymous with Independence Day, really.
They are. You know, about 9,600 people are injured with fireworks every single year, and about 65% of those are right around the 30 days around the 4th of July. So people are out there, they're using them, they're burning the sparklers, but you really want to try to avoid the professional fireworks. You want to never give your child a sparkler. Now, that came as news to me because I handle sparklers as a child, but they burn at 2,000 degrees. I mean, it's something that I found out working here. So, yeah, that's something that you don't want to give a young child, a child until they can handle that responsibility.
And I think that's going to be a wake-up call for every mom, because what kid hasn't handled a sparkler?
That's true. So, you know, some of the things that you can do is make sure that the fireworks are legal in the area before buying or using them. You know, where I live, the county that I live in, they're not legal to be used, even sparklers. So you have to make sure that where you are that it's okay to use them. You know, keep a bucket of water or a garden hose handy in case there's a fire or a mishap. And always supervise any use of fireworks. So if they are legal, make sure you're supervising and that you're really paying attention.
And some of the injuries that happen to the body parts, I think it's important to really talk about those things because you never really think about that unless and until it happens.
Yeah, the most injured body parts, hands and fingers by far. So that's number one. And then tied for number two are eyes and then also heads, faces, and ears. So, you know, you may think that bottle rocket not going to hurt anybody when you set it off, but we just did a demonstration actually on Washington's National Mall of the injuries that can occur. And one scenario that we replicated was a bottle rocket going into another person's eye.
Wow.
So, you know, there are horrific injuries that occur every year, and so you really have to take some precautions.
And so with the record temperature heat that we're experiencing really across America, triple-digit temperatures recorded in many, many places, are we thinking that that is going to have an effect on firework use?
Well, I mean, what it means, probably not, but what it means is that you really have to use some extra caution because the grass is so dry. Make sure you've got your hose out. Make sure that you have that bucket of water. And if it is terribly dry where you live, perhaps you want to leave the fireworks to the pros this year. Just go to the fireworks display and watch them do the magnificent job that they always do.
You know, I was thinking the same thing. You know, it's one of those things where it may be better to just watch it from afar than to, you know, have kids, especially if they're not going to be properly supervised, because the injuries, you know, it seems like every year the statistics have increased in terms of the injuries that occur during this time of the year, especially.
Well, they certainly do increase this time of year. Overall, they're pretty much holding steady. But, you know, we want to educate people every year because you have new people who are using fireworks, people who haven't used them before who are interested in them. They're so much fun to watch, and they're so much fun for the holiday. But at the same time, you know, you just need to know what the risks are when you're using a firework. Never use a professional firework. Some people are interested in building these fireworks, M50s, M80s, M1000s, or cherry bombs. They're illegal. So you don't want to make those, and you don't want to risk your life and the life of your friends and your family as well.
Absolutely. These are just only a few of the things that we want to talk about. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about something that really happens every year that is gut-wrenching. And that is drownings during this holiday season. Stay on point. We're going to be back right after this.
Seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Gubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Ryan Gubero and Associates, Marksville.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. Perfect. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. At participating McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed? And people really received it, because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Also, Brian Kubero and Associates. Serious injuries, well, they absolutely deserve serious consideration. For a free consultation, here's the number to phone. It's 318-253-0900. And also McDonald's of Alexandria.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Well, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're joined by Patty Davis, who's the spokesperson for the U.S. Consumer Product and Safety Commission. And we welcome her, and we are grateful for her being here. And we'll tell you why we're so grateful a little bit later in the show. But as we're headed to the 4th of July weekend, and not just the 4th of July, but summer months. 4th of July drownings serve as a warning that Independence Day is here and that the chairman is urging parents, children, and all to enjoy the pools and the lakes safely this holiday. Patty, but the numbers are very, very alarming about drownings during this time of the year. Let's talk about that.
Well, I'll tell you, it is scary. Last year, there were 25 drownings just around the 4th of July holiday, and that involved children younger than 15.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we talk about per year, the numbers are very frightening. 390 pool or spa-related drownings for kids under 15.
Wow.
So we have a campaign out there, Pool Safely, and that there are simple steps, that you can take that can save lives.
And what are they, Patty?
Well, stay close, be alert, watch your kids and other people's kids in mm-hmm. and around the pool. You never want to leave a child unattended in a pool or in a spa. And teach your children how to swim. That is key,
mm-hmm.
So that they know how to save themselves. Also learn and practice water safety skills, and then have the appropriate equipment for your pool or your spa.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Patty, we talk about it every summer, the drownings that will inevitably happen. And we echo the message that parents should make sure that their kids learn to swim, but all too often that just doesn't happen. Are there any real answers?
Carlette, did you know that African-American and Hispanic children are the most at risk for drowning,
mm-hmm.
ages 5 to 14? According to CDC, 70% of African-American children and 62% of Hispanic children cannot swim, and that really makes them especially vulnerable to drowning.
Absolutely.
So we are working to get that word out, and I think some of that is because parents may not know how to swim, and you may have not had a lot of experience
mm-hmm.
at the pool. So your child doesn't have a lot of experience at the pool. But really, we want to get that word out and let people know that it's so important just to learn how to be safe in the water.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we talk about the disparity in African Americans and even Latinos that don't know how to swim and are not being prepared for water safety, the real question is this: what are we doing as a nation to stop talking about it and be about it? Are there any concrete answers so that we don't have to come on every summer and talk about another drowning from a child that did not know how to swim?
Well, I think there are a few things. And in fact, the Consumer Product Safety Commission really is leading the charge mm-hmm. to try to turn that horrible trend around. We put a federal standard into place to prevent entrapments in swimming pools, and we have really turned that around. There, we're pleased to report that there were no entrapment deaths in 2011. We want to keep it that way in
mm-hmm.
2012. And by entrapment deaths, we mean people getting stuck on the drain in a pool. Believe it or not,
wow.
That drain has so much suction that it can hold an adult down on the drain, let alone a child, and that's underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been a particular drowning hazard, which we have been able to turn that around. But we do have our campaign out there, Pool Safely,
mm-hmm.
and we're working to alert parents. If you have a party at the pool, have a water watcher. Make sure that's somebody's job. Give them that job for a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all they're doing. They're not chatting. They're not drinking.
Right.
They're hanging out watching the kids. And it's about education, really. And that's really where our efforts lie, educating people to know that drowning just can happen in an instant. And for mm-hmm. a little child, you don't hear them splashing around. You don't hear them screaming. They don't know what to do, and they just go down and they
absolutely
drown. So you need to pay such attention.
And let's talk about the idea of flotation devices and how safe they really are.
Mm-hmm. Well, flotation devices are always a good thing, and especially if you don't know how to swim, wear a life jacket. If you're in the lake or if you're in the pool and you don't have that experience of swimming, or you're not confident, or you're not confident that your children really can keep themselves afloat, give them a life jacket or give them some type of flotation device that's secure on them, so that you don't have the risk of losing your child, like almost 400 other families have every single year, losing their kids because
Absolutely.
Of a preventable death.
And when I talk about flotation devices, we always want to echo life jackets, but there are people getting too comfortable when they put the little blow-up floaties on their little kids' arms and expect that they can go in the water and be okay? How safe is it to do that?
Right. Well, those are a good thing if you're with your child in the water. It helps them stay up. But there's also those suits, you know, that you can put. It's actually their swimsuit that has flotation devices inside. That's good. Or life preservers. But nothing substitutes for being there with your child and being within arm's reach so that if your child does go under, that you're right there and you can pull them up. In fact, that happened to me when my daughter was, about a year and a half, we were at the pool, and I turned my back for one second to look around, and she was already in and on the bottom.
Wow.
And I pulled her up quickly. So there's just no substitute for you being right there.
Absolutely. And we want to really encourage people too, Patty, who will be traveling to pools and lakes. And lakes create another dynamic, because you can't see the bottom of the lake and you really don't know what's there. But there will be a lot of families that will be at pools and lakes. And a lot of times families are taking friends, their friends' kids as well. So it's really, really critical that you know if this is not a child that belongs to you, if you know that if they know how to swim or not. Because kids will tell you all the time, yes, I can swim, and they can't swim a bit more than a man in the moon.
That's true. That's
you know?
True. And you can't really rely on the lifeguard, too. Just imagine, it's so hot around the country. Imagine how many hundreds of people are going to be at the beach or how many dozens at the pool where you're going. Lifeguards, sure, that's their job, but you're the primary set of eyes for your children and children, including friends and others who you don't know.
Absolutely.
You know, do something. If you see something happening, do something.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the annual rise this summer of ATV deaths. All that plus more when we come back right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSale with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, and we want to remind you that they are still having those free mammograms for underinsured and uninsured. All you got to do is pick up the phone, dial Cabrini Hospital, and ask for Diane Kitts. I'm going to give you the number at the end of the show. It is critical that every woman that is 40 years old and older has her mammograms. No excuses. So they're free. They're offering free mammograms, and all you've got to do is pick up the phone and find out how to get yours. Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for Life, plus so much more by dialing 318-767-2220. And of course, McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining us this morning, we're joined by Patty Davis. And we're talking about how you can keep yourself and your family safe, not only during the holiday season, but all year round. And Patty, they're just alarming numbers when it comes down to all-terrain vehicles, and the statistics are really, really alarming. The statistics show that from 2004 to 2010 that there were nearly 700 ATV-related fatalities and about 136,000 emergency room injuries were treated from all-terrain vehicles, and that's something that is huge in this area. What are we saying to people to change their minds about this issue?
Well, if the numbers aren't enough to scare you into really driving as safely as possible, I want to tell you kind of what we've seen so far just this year. We have preliminary reports of the deaths of 130 adults and 28 kids under the age of 16 just since January in ATV-related incidents around the country. We do see a spike in those incidents in the springtime and then going into July 4th. And so we want to urge people to make sure that they are driving as safely as they possibly can.
And so, Patty, are those deaths primarily coming from ATVs that have overturned, or do we know the specifics?
Well, most deaths and injuries occur when an inexperienced driver loses control from an ATV, or is thrown from an ATV, it overturns, or it collides with a tree or another car. You know, one really interesting statistic to me was that ATV drivers with more than 1 year of experience have a much lower risk of injury than relatively new drivers. So the key here is experience. Mm-hmm. And you can get, and we so encourage moms and dads to make sure that their kids are doing this, take a safety training course, a hands-on training course. And as a mom and dad, take one yourself if you're using an ATV. There's nothing better if you have experience, get a refresher course.
And so
if you don't have experience, learn how to do it.
Absolutely. So talk about, and this is something that we see, I think, probably throughout the country, that kids and even adults don't want to wear helmets. How important are helmets?
Yeah, it is critical. You want to wear that protective gear, especially a helmet when you're riding ATVs. It's like, you know how important it is to ride a helmet when you're riding riding a bike, because that really can prevent head injury. It's even more important if you're thrown from an ATV. You're coming down pretty hard on your head, and you want to make sure that that is protected.
Absolutely, and you know, you said it. You said it. Best, even with bicycles, and we're seeing people throughout the day, kids that are not being supervised. Hardly any kids are wearing helmets that I'm seeing, and hardly any kids are wearing helmets when it comes to ATVs. And the fact of the matter is we're seeing an increase in the number of not just accidents, Patty, but fatalities, deaths.
Well, and it's not only wearing a helmet, it is taking that safety course. You mentioned something that there were, you know, of a child who, in the break, that was riding on an ATV with another person.
Mm-hmm.
We really encourage people, if you have a single rider ATV, that means one person. So don't carry a passenger. Also, make sure that you don't drive on paved roads. ATVs have solid rear axles, and that makes turning on paved surfaces difficult, and it's dangerous. And that can increase the risk of your ATV overturning or hitting another a tree or a car.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, take those precautions seriously.
Absolutely. And so these are only just a few of the things that the Consumer Product Safety Commission is talking about, but there are always products that are having issues that the American public needs to know about. But these are some critical things that we thought that during this holiday season that people really need to be made aware of, Patty, because the numbers are growing in every instant that we've talked about.
Well, and there's one more thing I really want to mention about ATVs, too, that don't let your child who's under 16 ride or drive an adult ATV. There are ATVs for kids, and they have speed limiters on them, because ATVs can go up to 70 to 80 miles per hour. You certainly don't want your six-year-old on one of those. So there are youth models. Make sure that your child rides a youth model specifically.
And, you know, we just really want people to take this conversation, Patty, to heart, because we know that there are kids out there. And I was telling you about our friend. She's tough as nails. She overturned her ATV. And that really was one of the reasons why it prompted us to want to have this conversation. And she had a friend on the back of her ATV as well. And they were probably about 8 or 9 years old each. And so kids that have grown up with ATVs their whole lives really don't see the danger, and neither do parents, quite frankly. They really don't see the danger in having ATVs, and really maybe don't see the danger when they overturn, especially if everyone is okay. And so this is really an important conversation.
You know, I'll tell you, we have talked to so many people who have lost kids on ATVs, and you can't get them back. So it's important to make sure that they're not only riding the right size ATVs, but that they're wearing that gear, that they take that safety course. You cannot get your child back. And I just can't even, I can't even imagine the horror of losing a child. Mm-hmm. And you hear about it all the time with ATVs. So don't let it happen to you.
Absolutely. And don't let a drowning happen to your child, not only for the 4th of July, but any time. You know, at some point, we've got to move past these disparities. We've got to move past our own apprehensions as parents. And we've got to train our kids so that when they go into these environments, that they at least are safe, that they at least know how to navigate the water, to have fun, but if there is an issue, to be able to save themselves. And this is critical.
That's right. It's all about having fun this summer. And you can do it. You can do it safely, whether you're in the water or on the trails or whether you're watching the firework display. We want people to have a great time over the summer.
Absolutely.
Make sure that they have those preventive steps in place.
Absolutely. And Patty, we want to thank you this morning because you are in that part of the country where those storms hit and you don't have any electricity at home this morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'll tell you, there are about 1.5 million people without power here in the Mid-Atlantic area. We're
wow.
in Washington, D.C. And so we, luckily, work has power, so we are all really happy to be at work today.
How happy was your Monday this morning getting up to go into a cool office place?
Well, knowing what I was going to be doing this interview, I was really happy. So, no, it was nice. And we're pretty much hanging out at the pool all the time and sleeping in the basement. And we'll make it. You know, we've all been there. One word of caution. I always have words of caution.
Go ahead.
If you in Louisiana, you know, you have that bad weather too. You get the storms coming
mm-hmm.
through. Generators. You have to pay extra special attention when you're using a generator to make sure that it's outside and far from your home. You know, we have even seen in this area people using generators in their home or in their garage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big no-no because that carbon monoxide just builds up, and it's a poisonous gas, and people get overcome, and you can die in a matter of minutes. So outside, far from your home, I don't have a generator, but I think I'm going to get one this time.
Patty, you have absolutely been incredible. You've been a great sport. And our prayers for recovery of that electricity for all of you 1.5 million people that don't have power, we understand how that feels. We have had many, many storms here. But we want to thank the United States Consumer Product Safety Commission, and we want to thank you for being the change that you want to see and for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Patty, thank you.
Thank you. What a great show. I appreciate it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team in Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. And as you have heard, storms are raging throughout the country. So make sure that you get with the State Farm agent in your prospective area, whether it's Rosa Fields or Kyle Wolf. Make sure that your insurance is on point. The number for Kyle Wolf in Avoyelles Parish is 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group there in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply go to their website at hicksonhasit.com. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, will they remove your doubts?
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, we're in a new month already. It's July 2nd, and I know people are getting geared up for the 4th of July. Many people are going to be traveling. Many people are going to be traveling D.C. to lakes and will be at pools and out and about. And we just want to make sure that we put it on your mind to be safe. And as I said during the last segment of the show, we had a friend that really, it frightened us to know that she had overturned on her all-terrain vehicle. And like I said, you know, she's as tough as nails, and most kids are. But sometimes when accidents happen, you're not that lucky. You're not that fortunate. And, you know, every single day that we travel around the city and surrounding areas, we see something that gives us pause, like kids double pumping. That's what we used to call it when we were growing up on a bicycle, one on the handlebars and one actually riding the bicycle. No helmet, no shoes, just accidents that are waiting to happen, not being mindful about the traffic. And you know what? It only takes a split second, as Patty said about her little girl who went down in the water. It only takes one distracted driver on the road to look at a cell phone or look down at a radio or whatever, and to create an accident that could have been prevented. And so we're asking every single person, not just because it's the 4th of
4th of July weekend, or not weekend, but 4th of July holiday, but all the time to just make sure that you're mindful and that we're teaching our kids to be mindful, because kids think that they're invincible. And one thing our little friend said that overturned her ATV, she said, I was just worried about my friend. She said, I got up quickly because I didn't want us to get bitten by a snake, but I didn't want her to have to go to the hospital. Well, we don't want anybody to have to go to the hospital. But the fact of the matter is that 136,000 emergency room injuries are treated, and many, they're saying, are life altering. So as your kids are out, all of our kids are out for summer, let's make sure that we take some precautions. And I know we've said it a trillion times, we're going to say it again, swimming is not an option, especially if you're going to have your kids around water, especially if they're going away with friends and you're not necessarily there. You know, beaches, the water is beautiful and we love it as much as anybody, but the water can be deadly if you're not safe, if you don't know how to swim and you get into a situation, especially lakes. And as we're driving through the lake, I'm always mindful of the depth finder to see how the water can go from being just a few feet to being 17, 18, 20 feet deep. And that drop off can be detrimental. And we've seen it. We saw it happen in Shreveport where people just drowned one after another. And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer this morning, but you know what? Just be safe. Make sure that you're keeping your family safe. And I think Patty said it best. It's not enough to keep your kids safe, but look out for other people's kids as well. Switching gears, you know, we're super excited to share with you that Title IX is celebrating 40 years. And I talked about it at the top of the show. And for 40 years ago, Title IX was signed into law, and it stated that no person in the United States on the basis of sex would be excluded from participation or would be denied benefits or be subjected to discrimination under any education program or activity. And so it is critical that over the years, women have been able to participate, women and girls, and we talked about it probably last summer when we talked about soccer and sports and scholarships. And so many women many years ago were discriminated against on the basis of their sex. And so women have come a long way. And that's why, you know, when I talk about sports, it gives me chills because we have sat and watched so many women live their dreams. So many women reach their goals, and a lot of that is predicated on Title IX. So congratulations to Title IX for celebrating 40 years. And as I said earlier, we're going to really seek to have some of those women in who have fought for the opportunities that we have. And so for moms and for parents, we always want to encourage our young girls to go out and to be achievers and to be athletes and to play hard and to work hard to succeed, because there are many, many women that have fought over these four decades to make sure that all of our young girls and our young women have the same opportunities. And when we look at the young women who are possibly going to be in a runoff tonight, it really gives you pause and it reminds you about how important Title IX is in celebrating athletes that are on levels that are just head and shoulders above what many people thought women could do 40 years ago. And so it's great to see competition. It's great to see friends be friends and also be able to compete on the track field. And so our hearts go out to Jeneba Taramo and Allison Felix. And we hope only the best for them. And we will be watching all of our athletes as they go to London in July, this month actually, and begin the Olympic Games. It is going to be incredible to watch. And so, again, we want to thank all of the women that have gone before us and have made Title IX a real, real staple in women's athletics. So we thank you for that.
We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we'll have lots more. There's lots going on, lots for you to connect with. And one of the things that's coming up is the Race for the Cure. As we talk about the Race for the Cure, we can't help but to talk about mammograms. We're going to give you the information. We want to thank all of you who have called, but we know that there are many, many more that need to call for this information. Stay on point. We'll be right back.
Been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubro and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubero and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Drs. Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Teresa Slater, Executive Director of the Cabrini Foundation and the Children's Miracle Network. I would like to thank On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas for helping us at the Children's Miracle Network. Thanks, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Don't forget that it's going to be happening this Wednesday down in Marksville, Louisiana. It's going to be great food. I mean, great grillsmen from all across the state and even parts of Texas. It's going to be great music. Chubby Carrier is going to be there. It is going to be an incredible time down in Marksville, Louisiana. So if you don't have plans for the 4th of July, plan to be in Marksville for their first annual festival, music festival. It's going to be a great time. Also, we want to remind you that Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt are still doing those screenings that we talk about so often. And we want to make sure that you stay on point with your health by phoning this number. It's 318-442-0106. And in the last segment of the show, as we're talking about staying on point with your health, we want to thank all of the women that have emailed and called us at our offices. And let me give you our office number once again. It's 318-445-5658. We're located at 3717 Government Street, Suite number 2 right here in Alexandria, and the zip is 7102. Well, we've had lots of calls, and we know that Cabrini has had lots of calls about the free mammograms. And this is for women that are 40 years old and older. It doesn't matter if you've had your mammogram before or if you've never had a mammogram. The point is that sometimes over time, we just are so busy taking care of everybody else that we forget to take care of ourselves, or just out of fear or neglect, we don't go and have our mammograms. And on the journey to fighting breast cancer and to hearing people's stories, there were women that hadn't had mammograms for years and years and years. And so if that's you, we're asking that you'll push past your fear and whatever apprehensions that you have and get your free mammogram. This is for women that have no insurance or that are underinsured. And this is why raising the money, keeping the money in our city, in our state, is critical to help women that don't have the same opportunities as women that do have insurance. And we know that the statistics bear out that even women who are fully insured are not having mammograms. But here's the number that you can phone for more information. And the contact person at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital is Diane Kitts, K-I-T-T-S. And she is the supervisor for the Women's Life Center. And she can be reached at 318-483-4026. And of course, that's at 3330 Masonic Drive right here in Alexandria. Again, Diane Kitts, she's a supervisor of the Women's Life Center, and her number is 318-483-4026. So we want them, DC, to be literally bombarded with phone calls from women saying, I need to get my mammogram. And there's only just one little short form that you need to get your doctor or your clinic to fill out, giving you the prescription, if you will, to go and have your mammogram. So we are imploring everybody. Kids are out for summer. There's no excuse. It's free. Get your mammogram. If you're 40 years old and older, that's something that we want to encourage you to do. And we're going to be telling you more about how you can be the change that you want to see in fighting breast cancer. And we know that 1 in 8 women in her lifetime will get breast cancer. And the only way to put a stop to that is early detection. And you do that not only by having your mammogram every single year. And what I have purposed in my heart to do over the years is to have the mammogram on my birthday so that I'm not sure to forget having a birthday. So when you have it on your birthday, then you'll remember, hopefully, that that's that time of the year that you need to have your mammogram. And so we want to encourage that. We want to push past that. And another thing we want to encourage women to do is to know your breast. And I love what Angie Roberts says, know what is normal so that you'll know what is not normal. So that means doing your self breast exams once a month and understanding how your body functions and what is there and what wasn't there, so that you'll know, so that you'll be able to be your own best advocate and articulate to your doctor what is going on, because knowledge is power. The more information that we have, the more powerful that we are when we go in and sit in and talk to our doctor, and we can say, this was not here a month ago or 6 months ago. But it takes being in tune with your body, and the only way to do that, ladies, is to do it. And we've got to stop taking care of everyone else, start taking care of ourselves, because breast cancer is preventable by virtue of taking care of your breast health, mammograms, self-exams, and understanding your body. You know, that's how we advocate for ourselves, is knowing our bodies, knowing unequivocally that something is not right. And so those are the things that we want to empower you to do, because that's how we're healthier, we're happier, we're whole. We're healthier for our families by taking care of ourselves. And I know that it is something that it is hard to get through all of our brains, but we've got to take care of ourselves first before we can take care of others. So make sure that you're doing the best things for yourself. Make sure that you're pampering yourselves and getting your mammogram. Again, you can do that by phoning Diane Kitts. She is the supervisor at the Women's Life Center, and her number is 318-483-4026. Now, for all of those people, switching gears, that you've got announcements, you've got things that you want to reach out and share with the community, you can do that by going to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. You can leave us a message there, or you can simply, DC, they can call our office.
Absolutely.
The number is 318-445-5658. And this is the time of the year when festivals are going on. Lots of people are doing lots of things. And we want to encourage people, DC, to reach out to us at our offices to make sure that they get those things on point.
Absolutely, because if you reach out here to the radio station, we may or may not get the message. So you have to call our offices if there's anything that you need from On Point Talk or the network to do for you. The phone number is 318-445-5658.
So, DC, how are you feeling on this Monday morning?
Absolutely great.
Absolutely great. It's a great Monday morning. It's going to be a great week. A great start to the week. And you know what? We just want to remind you about being safe, not just for the 4th of July, but for the whole summer and all year round. And those conversations, DC, we were talking about, they're just, they're necessary.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a show that we, you know, we like to touch on a lot of stuff. There's things that we just don't do, and there's things that we must do. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to safety and accident prevention and things of that nature, we feel that we have to allocate shows toward that type of situation.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep talking about it, because we know that the more that we talk about it, the more that people are going to be about it. And we want to encourage to this week those authors of those books, DC, to let us know about their books.
Absolutely. We're going to be doing a show here real soon, showcasing local authors. So, you know, if you have a book and you've put the book out, we have a few people already in line, and that's going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once we do it, it's done.
Absolutely. And as we talk about authors, we finally were able to nail down Lettucey. She's got a new book, Better Than All Right. She's on a 36-city tour throughout the country, and her book is called Better Than All Right, Finding Peace, Love, and Power. And we're going to have that interview this week, plus so much more. So we want to remind everybody, DC, to stay on point.
Stay on point.
It's Monday, and it feels really good. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD.
HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions. Healthcare services, people care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie in Avoyelles Parish. You can phone 318-346-2540. And in Opelousas, the number to phone is 337-942-9939. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. Let me tell you something. If you're looking for a good place to take your vehicle for repairs, whether you have domestic or foreign automobile, Daryl's Auto Service is the place where you want to go. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Let me say that again, 318-443-5741. And there's absolutely nobody that we trust more, not only with the OPT Cruiser, but with our personal vehicles, Daryl's Auto Service and his team. Also, Southwest Beverage Safety Messages. If you want more information about those safety messages, log on to www.beresponsible.com. And before we went to the last break, I was talking about Marksville, and it is the first annual Avoyelles Arts and Music Fest. That is the official title. It's happening downtown Marksville. And I don't know if you heard the show on Friday, but we had an all-around great time. If you have never seen Chubby Carrier, he said he's bringing the accordion. He's breaking out all the no stops. I mean, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be great barbecue. They're going to have a cook-off. They're going to have games, lots of fun. And for more information, here's a number that you can call. It's 318-240-3495. And they're always, always doing great things down in Marksville. And the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, we're grateful for our partnership with them and celebrating all that is happening in Avoyelles Parish. And if you've got a festival going on that you're trying to promote, you can also give us a call at 318-445-5658. We are hoping to kick off a great week. We know that everybody is getting ready. The barbecue pits are out. People are getting fired up. The flags are out in celebration of Independence Day. And we always want to remember our soldiers, because we know that they are fighting for our freedoms that are absolutely not free. But as you're celebrating and enjoying the time off, we just want to remind you to be safe. Make sure that you're looking out not only for your kids and yourself, but for others as well. And that's critical. And sometimes we just think that if me and mine are okay, then all is okay. And we know that that's absolutely not true. And sometimes you just want to pull those kids aside and say, you know what? Get out of the road. Sometimes we've got to do that. Remember when it took a village, and remember when people just took it upon themselves to discipline everybody's kids, you know? And if you got disciplined and then your parents or your mom knew about it, you know, you got it a second time. So I think we've got to go back to that in an effort, DC, to keep our kids safe. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we've come to a society where we don't want to discipline other people's kids, but I think we can discipline other people's kids in love and make sure that they are safe as well, especially as kids are out for the summer. And I can't echo that enough, because I'm seeing kids, you know, that are just walking, literally walking the streets. And so sometimes we just got to stop and say, hey, cars hurt. Everybody is not watching out for you. Be careful. Get out of the road and move over to the side. So that's what I want to leave you with this morning. Just make sure that as you're traveling about, that you're watching out for kids. And if your kids are buying fireworks this 4th of July, make sure that they are supervised. And one of the things that Patty talked about was sparklers. You want to make sure that your kids are not handling sparklers. For how many years have we handled sparklers, DC, and not thought many years and not thought a thing about it? So those are just little tips, safety tips, to keep us and our kids safe, keep us out of the emergency room. And we want to remind you, if you're working in the heat, be careful. It is hot outside. Temperatures climbing to triple digits. And when you go outside, it is not just hot, it is sweltering. So make sure that you're staying hydrated. Make sure that kids are staying hydrated. A lot of kids are practicing football. I know ours is. And All-Stars are happening. So we want to make sure that our kids are safe and hydrated. As always, we want to thank you for spending the very best part of your Monday morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. And if not in the world, at least in your sphere of influence. Thank you so much. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Monday. We'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Stay on point. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1.
or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.
This is KAYT.